My dear siblings in Christ, grace and peace are yours from the God who comes to us in Jesus Christ. Amen. Back on September 13th, the partners of Spirit of Joy were invited into this space for the first time. It was before the drywall went up. Folks were given Sharpies and encouraged to mark up the walls with favorite Bible verses or phrases from hymns or words or images of faith. We called the event Make Your Mark on Our New Sanctuary. At the end of the event, I finally visited the space for myself. As I looked over all the things people had written, there was one statement that particularly struck me, right? It was right over there to the left of the cross. And the words were these: "This building was built during a global pandemic." I don't know who wrote this, and by all means, if you can solve the mystery for me, please do. The words have lingered with me ever since. This building was built during a global pandemic. That gritty truth is and will always be part of the origin story of this space. A year or so ago, as the final building plan was taking shape, it was declared that our first worship gatherings in this new space would happen on Christmas Eve. The vision, of course, was for a Christmas Eve for the history books. A Christmas when we could finally invite our neighbors without the caveat that they might need to sit back in the library and just hope they could hear something. Needless to say, the actual first week of occupation in this space is remarkably different than what we all imagined it would be. It is a Christmas Eve, a Christmas week for the history books, but for very different reasons than we first envisioned. As it has turned out, the first gathering in this new worship space happened on Sunday morning, with the baptism of Harper Noel Orr, daughter of Amy and Mike, sister of Grace and Noah. And now this first Christmas worship service is one recorded in stages. Right now it's Wednesday morning. And then on Christmas Eve itself, services will happen here in person with masks and with distance. It's a far cry from the packed house of the original dreams for this space. And that, too, is part of the origin story. It's a soft opening for a grand new sanctuary. And it's a not-so-subtle metaphor for Christmas, a grand new sanctuary with a soft opening, an arrival that is quite the opposite of its expectations. The Christmas story is one of the God of the universe showing up through the womb of a teenage woman inside a dirty barn in a manger. Or as the brilliant creator of this meme put it, phenomenal cosmic power, itty bitty living space. If you are not laughing, you are probably not a child of the 90s, because that joke would kill with millennials. The Christmas story is the origin story of our Christian faith. And what an unexpected origin story it is. Unexpected and even deeply disappointing, if you imagine what it may have been. The God of the cosmos born in a manger. An angel who tells a teenager that she will bear the Savior of the world, and that teenager who has the audacious courage and faith to say yes, and then to sing a song, the Magnificat, that will change the world. A first-time mom who, for lack of a better option, is forced to deliver her baby in a barn. It is a story of Emmanuel, God with us, entering the world to powerless refugee parents, a story of shepherd evangelists. This building was built during a global pandemic, and its first official uses were a baptism, a setting for recorded Christmas worship, and several highly controlled Christmas worship services. A soft opening for a grand sanctuary. A soft opening during which we gather here and in homes around the community and around the country to hear the origin story of our Christian faith. The origin story of our faith is now forever enmeshed with the origin story of this space. Both are filled with unmet expectations and even disappointments. Well, as any Marvel movie viewer knows, learning a character's origin story is key to understanding her identity, where she comes from, how she got to where she is, and why she has her particular superpower, and what sorts of evil forces she will especially set out to abolish. But as crucial and definitive as an origin story is, it is, of course, just the beginning. It's the beginning of the story, even as it will continually inform the story's unfolding. So too is the Christmas story. It tells us who Jesus is and informs the type of work he will set out to do in the world. It tells us that Jesus will most profoundly show up in forsaken places like a manger and a cross. It tells us that Jesus will flip the power structures of the world, that he will ensure that nothing will ever separate us from the presence and the love of God. Nothing. Not displacement or fear, not closed doors, not places where there is not room for us, not isolation or even pandemics. And in the same way, I suspect and I trust that the origin story of this space will tell us something about the people of Spirit of Joy whose story is ever unfolding. I suspect it will tell us that your story, Spirit of Joy's story, begins always at the baptismal font, the place where God calls each of us beloved. It will tell us that your story is enmeshed with the story of the manger. You are a community who insists on singing carols at home or in the silence of our hearts behind our masks. That you're a community that publicly witnesses to hope and faith in the God of the manger. A community that has the audacious courage and faith to build a grand sanctuary during a global pandemic. A community that worships a God who paradoxically cannot be confined to buildings, a God who insists on showing up in homes and in soup kitchens, in laughter and in tears, in life and in death. These are the enmeshed stories we hear and we celebrate today. There is so much more to say, and yet this is just the beginning. Merry Christmas, dear partners and friends. Thanks be to God. Amen.